We are continuing Surah Ali Imran, and the verse I recited is the verse number 172. Those who did respond to call of Allah and the Messenger after some wound had afflicted them, for those among them who did good and acted piously, there will be a great reward. We are going through the verses of Surah Ali Imran, which is describing the Battle of Uhud. And also this verse is in this regard. We know what happened in the Battle of Uhud, that believers had a lot of injury. Many got wounded. There were 70 martyrs. And they were in hardship. We know all that. Now Allah is saying that those who did respond to the call of Allah and Messenger, after some wound had afflicted them, for those among them who did good and acted piously, there will be great reward. So we know that the wounds were afflicted. But now, what were the circumstances that this verse was revealed? Now I'll give the commentary through Mizan and from Ayatullah Imani's commentary, that after Kuffar turned back from the battle and they were at the point of Ruha, they stopped and they realized that what we did, we lost our victory. We did not kill all of them, we did not get the women, and we are back with nothing. And they decided to go back to Medina and finish it all. So Abu Sufyan stayed there with his troops, and they were thinking about going and attacking Prophet again. This news reached to Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. When the news came to Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, he took his companions from the Uhud, especially the wounded one, and he came to the place called Hamarul Asad, is the name of the place, where he came for 3 days and waited for the kuffar to come in so that he can fight with them. When that happened, when Prophet called all of them, who participated in Uhud battle and especially who were wounded, and they came with Prophet and they stayed at that place of Hamarul Asad, Allah says, now we understand this verse better. Now Mizan says beautifully that لِلَّذِينَ اسْتَجَابُوا لِلَّهِ وَرَسُولِهِ, the one who responded to Prophet, Allah and Prophet. Why Allah said, Astajabu lillahi wa rasuli? Two words came. They responded to Allah's call and Prophet's call. Mizan explained that before that, they had disobeyed both Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and Prophet. How they disobeyed both of them? First of all, they turned back from the jihad. That's how they disobeyed. And secondly, they disobeyed Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and he said that stay here. He told archers, don't leave your spot, and they left the spot. And that's why they got defeated. So now this group now responded Allah and Prophet now. Because when a Prophet said, let's go and stay there and face kuffar because they might attack us back, they responded. So Allah said, Allah astajabu lillahi rasuli min ba'di ma asamu qara'u lilladina ahsanu minhu taqaw ajrun azim. Now Allah said, who responded to Allah and Prophet after they got wounded, now Allah says, from this whole group, now Allah points again. Those among them who did good, acted piously, there will be great reward. See, that's how Allah operates. Now the whole group came, but Allah did not praise higher the whole group. Allah says no. Among the whole group, they responded to Allah and Prophet. It's an external response. Now I say that from this big group, I choose special ones. لِلَّذِينَ أَحْسَنُوا مِنْهُمْ وَاتَّقَوْا. Among this big group, one who is good and acted piously, for them is a great reward. Subhanallah. Allah sees how our heart is. Allah sees who is a pious one. That's how Allah does things. So it's always we have to be careful how are we from inside. And our Imam knows how we are from inside. You know, so we have to be very careful. Now the story goes further down. The story goes, because now the next person will be coming to explain more about it. The story goes further down that when Prophet was staying with believers, waiting for Kuffar to come, there was a person, his name was Ma'bad ul-Khazai. He was a kafir. He was passing by Hamarul Asad, where Prophet was staying with the group, and when he saw this group, he got very nervous. He saw that how obedient these people are, that they are ready to give their life for Prophet ﷺ. And they were wounded. So he got shaken up. And when he left Prophet's group and went to Abu Sufyan, who was staying at Ruwa, he told Abu Sufyan that you cannot go and attack them. They are going to get you and they are going to kill all of you because they are wounded, but they are ready to do anything for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Abu Sufyan got scared and he left. But before he left, he did a trickery. What did he do? There was a tribe going from his place to Hamarul Asad. He told this tribe, the tribe name was Abdul Qais. He told the tribe Abdul Qais, go and threaten Prophet. So now this tribe goes to the Hamarul Asad, where Prophet was with his companion, and they said that Abu Sufyan is going to bring a big group of warriors and he's going to destroy all of you. So when he says that, then the next verse comes. Please recite one salawat. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala Muhammad. Alladina qala lahum nasu inna nasa qad ja'u lakum fakhshahum fazadahum imanahu wa qalu hasbunallahu wa ni'mal wakeel. Those to whom the people said, verily the men have gathered against you, therefore fear them. That's what they did. He came and he said, fear them. Yet it increased them in faith and they said, Allah is sufficient for us and how excellent is such a protector. Alladheena qala lahum an-nasu inna an-nasa qad ja'amu lakum. So there are two nas described in this verse. Alladheena qala lahum an-nasu. Those to whom the people said. So there are two groups of people in this verse. Nas came twice. First Nas was the one who went and tried to threaten Prophet and his group. Means the group who threatened Prophet ﷺ verbally. By the another group of people who were gathered against him from the Abu Sufyan group. So there were two groups of people because Nas came twice. So now Mizan says beautifully, describe these two groups. One group of Nas was Kuffar, who were ready to fight Prophet ﷺ. And one group was from Munafiqeen, who were by name Muslim, who were threatening Prophet by giving the message what Abu Sufyan is going to do to them. So when that happened, verily the men have gathered against you, therefore fear them, yet increase them in faith. Fazadahu imanu wa qalu hasbunallahu wa ni'mal wakeel. So it increased their faith more and they said, Allah is sufficient for us and how excellent is such a protector. That's how Prophet responded. When they came, Prophet said, hasbunallahu wa ni'mal wakeel. He said that Allah is enough for me and he is the best protector. This is the psychology of the human being, that if they want to do something and if some enemy comes and says don't do that, he wants to do it more. Right? That's what happened. That if enemy comes and says don't do that, we want to do it more. That's what happened. When they try to threaten, it raised their faith more. وَحَسْبُنُ ni'mal wakil. So this is the tawakkal Allah. This is the faith in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That when we tawakkal in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then we connect ourselves directly to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's infinite power. This is connection to the infinite power of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which gives the strength for the believer's heart. وقالوا حسبنا الله ونعم الوكيل. We have to bring these verses in our life, brothers and sisters, that we will be threatened by people all the time. You know, like in Pakistan, we go to Juma prayer, or we go to Julus, or we go to Manjalis, there are a lot of fear that terrorists are going to bomb the mosque, terrorists are going to bomb, you know, Juma prayer and procession. But we thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that how the believers are so strong in Pakistan and everywhere, that they stand firm on these things. We see in Iraq how brothers are standing firm against terrorism, which is going on, the threats of the terrorism. Because Allah tested them and Allah is testing us too. We pray Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that we believe in the ideology of Hasbunallah wa ni'mal wakil. Because the testing will be always. So what happened when they threatened? Then Prophet stayed there for 3 days and Abu Sufyan left. And Prophet went back to Medina and the verse came. Please recite one salawat. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala Muhammad. فَانْقَلُوا بِنِعْمَةٍ مِّنَ اللَّهِ وَفَضْلٍ لَمْ يَمْسَسُوا سُوءٌ وَاتَّبَعُوا رِزْوَانَ اللَّهِ وَاللَّهُ ذُو فَضْلٍ عَظِيمٍ. Subhanallah. When they trusted Allah subhanahu, when they say قَالُوا حَزْبُنَ اللَّهُ وَنِعْمَ الْوَكِيلُ, so Allah said that. So they turned with the favor from Allah and grace. نِعْمَةٍ مِّنَ اللَّهِ وَفَضْلٍ. No evil touched them. Lam yamsasusu, no evil touch them, and they followed the pleasure of Allah. And Allah is a Lord of mighty grace. Subhanallah. Nothing happened to them. They went back without any evil touch them, without any harm. Wattabu Rizwan Allah. And they followed the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Wallahu zu fazlin azim. Allah is the Lord of mighty grace. That's what happened. Mostly that's what happened. You know, when we trust Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, shaitan makes us fear. But in reality, what happens? Nothing happens. Reality is everything. Sometimes the martyrdom comes. Not all the time. If you go to the procession, are you going to protest? Are you going to Jummah prayer? Are you defend yourself? Really, martyrdom comes. And which is the blessing of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But most of the time, nothing happens. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. So fear comes from shaitan. Now Allah explain this in the next verse. Innama zalikum shaitanu yukhawwifu awliya'ahu fala takhafuhum wa khafuni in kuntum mu'minin. Allah explains, it is only Satan that causes his friends to fear. But do not fear them and fear me if you are believers. Innama zalikum shaitanu. Here in this verse, zalikum came for the Satan from man. Zalikum came for the shaitan from men. Who were the? Because if we read Surah Nas, Allah described two kinds of shaitan. Shaitan from the men and shaitan from jinn. Here the shaitan were from the men. Who came and threatened Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam by saying that they were gathered there against you. So what happened? You know, Zalikum shaitan yukhawwifu awliya'ahum. He threatens his friends. So, who gets scared of the shaitan? His friends. So, if we are getting by threats scared, then we should think that we are here, maybe the awliya of shaitan, not the awliya of Allah. We should not be afraid of anybody but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So, when these fears come to us, and we are getting afraid, we say, Astaghfirullah Rabbi wa atubu ilayh. This time I am not awliya Allah, but I am awliya shaitan. فَلَا تَخَافُهُمْ وَخَافُونِي. Allah says, don't be afraid of them, afraid of me. إِن كُنْتُمْ مُؤْمِنِينَ, if you are a believer. Yeah, we have to fear our grave, brothers and sisters. We have to fear the judgment when you have to be in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and we have to answer our deeds. That's the fear. Allah is razi with us. Allah is okay with us. That's the key. Rather than being afraid of everything, you know, like if you go to, if you hear somebody, why you are doing hijab? You might lose your job. This is what? إِنَّمَ ذَلُكُمُ الشَّيْطَانُ يُخَفِّفُ أَوْلِيَاءُ. Making anything which comes to your mind, if somebody gives a man, says that don't obey Allah's Sharia, this is going to happen, he is a shaitan. And if you get afraid of his threat, at that time you are the friend of shaitan. We have to be careful and we have to practice this thing in our life. Please recite one salawat. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala Muhammad. Next verse which is coming, 176, I want to explain before this verse I recite, that after this battle of the Muslims were kind of disheartened and they were wounded, and they had lot of fear, and they were thinking that how come they got so much wounds and these kuffar are going victorious back to Makkah, and they were kind of frustrated. So Allah sent this verse, وَلَا يَحْزُنْكَ الَّذِينَ يُسَارِيُونَ فِي الْخَيْرَاتِ إِنَّهُمْ لَنْ يَدُرُوا اللَّهَ شَيْئًا يُرِيدُ اللَّهُ أَلَّا يَجْعَلَ لَهُمْ حَزًّا فِي الْآخِرَةِ وَلَهُمْ عَذَابٌ عَظِيمٌ. سبحان اللہ. And let not those who hasten on to disbelieve grieve you. I'll read one more time. And let not those who hasten on the disbelieve grieve you. وَلَا يَحْزُنْكَ الَّذِينَ يُسَارِيُونَ فِي الْخُبْرِ إِنَّهُمْ لَنْ يُدْرَ اللَّهَ شَيْئًا. Verily they will never harm Allah at all. يُرِيدُ اللَّهُ أَلَّا يَجْعَلَ لَهُمْ حَظًّا فِي الْآخِرَةِ وَلَهُمْ عَذَابٌ عَظِيمٌ. Allah intends to assign them no fortune in hereafter, and they will have a great torment. Because believers were frustrated that they got victorious and they are wounded. Allah says, no, don't get sad about who are hastening in the disbelief. They will never harm Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You will never harm Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah intends to assign them no fortune in hereafter, and they will have a great torment. This is the ideology. Allah says that who are aggressive in the kufr should not give you grief. They will not harm Allah at all. إِنَّهُمْ لَنْ يَدُرُوا اللَّهَ شَيْئًا. They will not harm Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. يُرِيدُ اللَّهُ Allah يَجْعَلَهُمْ حَظًّا فِي الْآخِرَةِ. Allah wants them to give no portion in our hereafter. وَلْهُمْ عَذَابٌ عَظِيمٌ. And they have a great torment. See, we all human beings are being tested by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Kuffar are being tested and believers are being tested. Everybody is being tested. The worst one is the one Allah leaves him alone. Allah says that they are hastening in kufr, but they are going to harm Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They are not going to harm Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Don't grieve on them. Allah wished to give no portion in hereafter to them. And they have a great torment. Great torment. Allah was preaching believers at that time, and he's preaching us too, that all these kuffar we see getting victory out of the world, and it should not grieve us. They are not going to harm Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala at all. They will have no portion hereafter. Brother and sister, real victory is hereafter. And once who has no portion hereafter has got nothing. The worst one to Allah is the one who Allah leaves alone. And Allah has left kuffar alone. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala explains next verse, Innal ladina ishtaraw al kufra bil iman lan yadurru Allah shay'a wa lahum azabun aleem. Verily those who have bought infidelity for faith, never shall they harm Allah at all, and they will have a painful torment. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, see, Quran is the market, and we are the sellers, and Allah is the customer. If we give Allah our iman, Allah gives us paradise. And if we leave iman and get the kufr, it is hellfire. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying this. This world is a marketplace, merchandise. It's up to us if we take the belief or we get the disbelief. If we get the disbelief, we aren't going to harm Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala at all. It's only that the disbeliever will have no portion in hereafter. May Allah guide all of us to go towards the right path. Please recite one salawat. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala Muhammad. Now Allah explained this ideology further in next verse. وَلَا يَحْسَبَنَ الَّذِينَ كَفْرُوا أَنَّمَا نُمْلِي لَهُمْ خَيْرٌ لِأَنفُسِهِمْ إِنَّمَا نُمْلِي لَهُمْ لِيَزْدَادُوا إِثْمًا وَلَهُمْ عَذَابٌ مُهِينٌ. And let those who disbelieve think that our giving them respite is good for their self. we give respite to them only that they may increase in sin, and that they will have an abasing torment. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying that don't even think that all Allah is giving respite to the non-believers is good for them. Allah is giving the respite so they can sin more. It's a trick from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That Allah gives respite so they can sin more. And walhum azabum muheen, and they will have abasing torment. Torment. Abasing torment. The azabum muheen is like this disgracing punishment from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The worst person is the one to whom Allah lays on himself. And when Allah lays on himself, that person does nothing but sin more. You know, we see a lot of people, they say that I don't go to the center, I don't do salat, I don't do Quran, and I'm still doing okay, I'm having millions of dollars. He doesn't think that Allah has left him on himself. By name he could be Muslim and he's getting no pain, but he thinks that maybe Allah is okay with him. Allah is not okay, Allah has left him on himself. May Allah guide us through Quran so we can understand the ideology of Quran Hakim, how Allah treats the believers, and how Allah treats hypocrites, and how Allah treats kuffar. Please recite one salawat. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala Muhammad. The next verse is such a great verse, and we have to pay attention to this verse so carefully. This is verse number 179. مَا كَنَ اللَّهُ لِيَزْرَ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ عَلَى مَا أَنْتُمْ عَلَيْهِ حَتَّى يَمِيزَ الْخَبِيثَ مِنَ الطَّيِّبِ وَمَا كَانَ اللَّهُ لِيُطْلِقُمْ عَلَى الْغَيْبِ وَلَكِنَّ اللَّهَ يَشْتَبِي مِنْ رُسُلِهِ مَنْ يَشَاءُ فَآمِنُوا بِاللَّهِ وَرُسُلِهِ وَإِن تُؤْمِنُوا وَتَتَّقُوا فَلَكُمْ أَجْرٌ عَظِيمٌ. Subhanallah. It's a long verse. It's a great verse. We got to read slowly, inshallah. First, I'll read a translation, whole thing. Then I'll go into small parts. Allah is not the one to leave the believers in a state wherein you are until He sorts out the vicious from the good. And Allah is not going to acquaint you with the unseen. But Allah chooses anyone He pleases from His messengers. Therefore, believe in Allah and His messengers. And if you believe and act piously, then you will have a great reward. Subhanallah. In this verse, Allah came many times. Allah used His name many times to show that everything depends on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This verse came especially for Battle of Uhud, but it's not only for Uhud, but for all of us. Now I'll read this verse slowly. Allah is مَا كَنَ اللَّهُ لِيَزْرَ الْمُؤْمِنُونَ عَلَى مَا أَنْتُمْ عَلَيْهِ حَتَّى يَمِزُ الْخَبِيثَ مِنَ الطَّيِّبِ. Allah is not the one who to leave the believers in the state where you are until He sorts out the vicious from the good. Allah says that I will not leave in state what you are. I will not leave you like this until I sort out which one is vicious from the good. And that's what happened in the Battle of Uhud, that Allah said that the hardship came to you because of me to know who the believer is. Allah will not leave instead unless He sort out through the examination. Everybody has to go through examination. Till Allah will not leave in the state until He sorts out. We are all here to be purified and to be tested and tried. And that was for them, and this was for us. In today's world, we are same way. Allah will test all of us to see which one is vicious, which one is good. And Allah will test by the hardships. Right now, brothers in Iraq and Syria and Pakistan are facing terrorism. It's a hardship on them. And Allah will separate who is a vicious one, which is a good one. Who is the one who stands firm against terrorism? Who is keeping courage? And Allah purify believers. There's another process that He purifies the hardship. This is the purification. So this is Allah's grace that the hardship comes to purify believers. Allah will not keep believers in the state till He separates them. This is the part of growth. And Allah is not going to acquaint you with the unseen. وَمَا كَانَ اللَّهُ لِيُطْلِعَكُمْ عَلَى الْغَيْبِ. And he is not acquainting you with the unseen. What is the meaning of this verse? Allah will not acquaint us with the ghaib. That means Allah will not let us know among when He separates the vicious from the good. Allah will not tell us who is the vicious and who is the good. If He would have told us that this is the vicious one and this is the good one, what will happen? The vicious one will stop growing. He'll lose the hope in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That was the first thing. And second thing, what will happen? That the good one will not talk to the vicious one then. There will be a discord and confusion in the community. So Allah keeps it quiet, so everybody grows. Quietly Allah gives chance to grow everybody and to get along with each other. وَلَكِنَّ اللَّهَ يَسْتَبِي مِنْ رَسُولِهِ مَنْ يَشَاءُ. But Allah chooses anyone He pleases from His messengers. But Allah chooses anyone He pleases from His messengers. What is Allah choosing the messenger for now, right now? He is choosing messengers to show Him the unseen. Now, He shows messenger unseen means what? Mizan says that all unseen belongs to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What portion of unseen He wants to teach to Prophet, He'll just teach that part of them. Not all of them either, some. So, Prophet will know who is a hypocrite and who is a believer. Now I'll stop here. When our 12th Imam appears, He will know our condition. And He will judge us accordingly. That, God forbid, we go to Imam and Imam, we might think that Imam is going to accept us, which is a big challenge. If he sees a hypocrisy in us, he might kill us. So we have to be prepared to purify our heart to meet Imam alayhi salam. Because that's how He'll judge us. So Allah says further, فَآمِنُوا بِاللَّهِ وَرَسُولِهِ وَإِنْ تُؤْمِنُ تَتَّقُوا فَلَكُمْ أَجْرٌ عَظِيمٌ. So Allah says, therefore believe in Allah and His messengers, and if you believe and act piously, then you will have a great reward. Allahu Akbar. What a great verse. So Allah is teaching again that I'll separate you from the good to from the evils. فَآمِنُوا بِاللَّهِ وَرَسُولِهِ وَإِنْ تُؤْمِنُ تَتَّقُوا فَلَكُمْ أَجْرٌ عَظِيمٌ. So Allah is again teaching us. So آمِنُوا, believe in me and believe in messengers. Allah is teaching again. Allah is giving chance. وَإِن تُؤْمِنُوا وَتَتَّقُوا. Allah says, if you believe and do up taqwa, if you are pious, فَلَكُمْ أَجْرٌ عَظِيمٌ. So then you have great reward. We pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that Allah take away khabasat from us, khabasat, and purify us, and make us believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and His prophets. وَإِن تُؤْمِنُوا وَتَتَّقُوا. Allah make us mu'min and give taqwa, فَلَكُمْ أَجْرٌ عَظِيمٌ. Then we have a great reward, inshallah. So all these musibah, the hardship we are seeing in today's world with the Western culture, with the modernization, satanic whispers, Allah is testing us who is among us is the good one and who is the vicious one. We pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that Allah take out our impurities and purify us. Now this is last verse. وَلَا يَحْسَبَنَّ الَّذِينَ يَبْخَلُونَ بِمَا آتَاهُمُ اللَّهُ مِنْ فَضْلِهِ هُوَ خير لهم بل هو شر لهم سيتوقون ما بخلوا به يوم القيامة ولله ميراث السماوات والأرض والله بما تعملون خبير. الله أكبر. And as for those who are niggardly with what Allah has granted out of His grace, let them not think that it's better for them. Nay, it is worse for them. That which they were niggardly of will be clung on their necks. I read again. That which they were niggardly of will be clung on their neck on resurrection day. And to Allah belongs the heritage of heavens and earth, and Allah is aware of what you do. وَلَا يَحْسَبَ الَّذِينَ يَبْخُلُونَ بِمَا آتَاهُمُ اللَّهُ مِنْ فَضْلِهِ وَخَيْرًا لَهُمْ بَلْ هُوَ شَرٌّ لَهُمْ. people think that if they are stingy and hoard the money which Allah has given them with Allah's grace, is good for them. Allah says, not good for you, but it's bad for them. That money that they were hoarding would be clung on their neck as iron, clung on the neck on the judgment day. Allahu Akbar. Wallahi mirasu samad wa ard. The heritage of heavens and earth belong to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Wallahu bima ta'amaluna khabir. Whatever you do, Allah is aware of them. Ya Allah, that hoarding money is such a great sin. You know, we see a lot of Muslims who do that. They don't do homes, they don't give zakat, and they save in the bank account a lot of money. They might give a small check to the center, maybe $50, $100, and rest is all in the bank account. And they think that Allah is not giving them any punishment, which is very more dangerous. If Allah is left on ourselves, it's very dangerous. And that money which has been in the bank account on the judgment day will be clung on the necks. Allahu Akbar. Wallahu mirasu samadhu wallahu bima ta'amaluna khabir. Now can you imagine that when we hoard the money and we hoard the money, Allah is going to punish on the judgment day with talk, the clunging on the neck. What about somebody stingy about the love of Ahlul Bayt which Allah made us mandatory on us? If we don't love Ahlul Bayt, what is going to happen? Being stingy on money is something, and what Allah has mandatory to love Ahlul Bayt and follow them is something greater. There is no rescue on the judgment day, one who forsakes Ahlul Bayt. The verse we recited, وَلَا يَسَبَ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا إِنَّمَا نُمْلِي لَهُمْ خَيْرُ لِي أَنفَسِهِمْ إِنَّمَا نُمْلِي لَهُمْ لِيَزْدَادُوا إِثْمًا وَلَهُمْ عَزَابٌ مُهِينٌ. And let those who disbelieve think that our giving them respite is good for their self. We give them respite to them only that they may increase in sin. This verse was recited by Bibi Zainab Salam Allah Alayha in the court of Yazid. When they all went there and they were in such a poor shape, they were all tied up with one rope. In that situation, Yazid said that who got the victory? I got the victory and you were defeated. When he said that, Bibi recited this verse that if you think that this respite is good for you, this respite is from Allah so that you do more sinning. To hear it easy, but to feel it that in the court of the king who was controlling the big part of the world, a Bibi Zainab who was a lady, she stood up and showed that courage in front of him and said this such strong words. Needs a courage because she is the daughter of Imam Ali al-Salam. She was Alima. She showed the courage, how a believer should be courageous in the court of a zalim. We as a believer have to have the courage in front of zalim to stand up and show it. Innama zalimu shaitanu yukhafi awliya. That we should not be afraid of the fears of shaitan. Allahu Akbar. Read one thing, one more time. Alladheena sabaru lillahi wa rasooli min ba'de ma asabahum qarhun. And those who did respond to call of Allah and Messenger after some wounds had inflicted to them. For those among them who did good and acted piously well, great reward. We read this verse first time. Now we see that in the battle of Uhud, there were all wounded, but somewhere on the great level. But look at Karbala, what happened. In Karbala, there were 72 of them. They were wounded. And none of them left Imam Hussein alayhi salam. None of them left. It showed that they were hasanu, their piety, and their taqwa was on the peak. It was the only one group in the history when all of them were at that peak of the taqwa and goodness that Allah accepted them. We pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that Allah give us tawfiqat to become the company of Imam Zaman alayhi salam. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa alihi.